Yemen, responding to more than 24 attacks against ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports from the Pentagon.
The United States and Britain struck hard, according to officials, targeting Houthi air defense systems and radar installations from the air and sea with fighter jets, naval vessels, and even a submarine. But the bulk of the strikes targeted facilities used to store and repeatedly launch drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles at ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, with the two most recent attacks coming after the U.S. and 12 other nations gave the Houthis what one U.S. official described as a final warning. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The Houthis said the strikes killed at least 5 people and wounded 6. Israel has opened its argument in defense of itself at the United Nations top court against South Africa's allegation the war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas amounts to genocide, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Israel strongly denies the claim, with a lawyer in the International Court of Justice courtroom, Tal Becker, saying people are misinterpreting the term genocide.
The attempt to weaponize the term genocide against Israel in the present context, does more than tell the court a grossly distorted story. And it does more than empty the word of its unique force and special meaning.
Although the case is likely to take years to resolve, South Africa's asking the ICJ to order an immediate suspension of Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de la Desma.
This is VOA News. New York-based Human Rights Watch is accusing Israel of war crimes and says many governments are expressing selective outrage over atrocities committed in the conflict in Gaza, Henry Ridgewell reports.
With major conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza, the Human Rights Watch annual report says 2023 was a formidable year for human rights suppression, marked by tremendous human suffering. Human Rights Watch also highlights the suffering caused by conflict in Sudan and in Myanmar, where the military junta continues its deadly campaign against ethnic minority groups. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Myanmar's military and an alliance of armed ethnic minority groups announced a ceasefire on Friday after months of conflict that has claimed hundreds of lives and posed the biggest threat to the junta since it seized power in 2021. Conflict has raged in Myanmar's northern Shan state since October, when the alliance of ethnic minority groups launched an offensive against the junta. The alliance has seized several towns and border hubs vital for trade with China. China also announced the ceasefire Friday, saying talks took place on Wednesday and Thursday in a province which borders Myanmar. Soldiers and police patrolled the quiet streets of Port Moresby on Friday as people joined long lines for fuel a day after Papua New Guinea declared a state of emergency in response to a massive outbreak of rioting and violence. Prime Minister James Marape declared a 14-day state of emergency late on Thursday, suspending several officials and putting more than 1,000 soldiers on standby after a police and public sector protest over pay on Wednesday descended into rioting and looting that killed at least 20 people. U.S. aviation authorities announced an official investigation into the Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet after a cabin panel tore off an Alaskan Airlines flight last week. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration has grounded 171 Boeing planes with the same panel pending safety inspections and have not said when that order might be lifted. Most of the grounded planes are operated by United and Alaska Airlines. It's the latest in a series of events that have shaken confidence in Boeing. In 2019, aviation authorities grounded all MAX planes for over a year and a half after hundreds died in two crashes, one in Ethiopia and another in Indonesia, which were linked to poorly designed cockpit software.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hit.